Five, four, three, two, one.
What's the situation, Captain?
This is Situation Fluxus, a weekly one-hour program focused on jazz and improvised music, news, radio, conversations, and more. Thank you for tuning in to Situation Fluxus, produced in upstate New York for WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay. There'll be no news today because there's just not enough time. Please enjoy today's music and interview.
Sings a song of spring. Baba do be up to 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 be up. Sings a song of spring, it sings to me. Music in the air, fragrance everywhere, rainbows echo there. Promise coming true. Baba do be up to 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 be up. True for me, for you.
Thank you.
the background, violinist and composer Sam Bartfeld's Brooklyn Jazz Underground release comes out on March 24th. It's titled Refuge, and we're listening to the title tune. Drummer Michael Sarin and pianist Jacob Sachs join him. The CD release celebration is scheduled for April 19th at the Greenwich House Music School in New York City. For more information, greenwichhouse.org. Before this, based in Chicago, Illinois, the group Bonzo Squad from their new self-release Pachyderm, we listen to the cut Lang Bon. Bonzo Squad plays every Thursday at Alive One in Chicago. For more information, bonzosquad.com. Trumpeter John Bailey out with his third release, Time Bandits, on Freedom Road Records. That was Long Ago and Far Away. He celebrates his new recording with album release concerts on Friday and Saturday, March 24th and 25th at Smalls Jazz Club in New York City with pianist George Cables, bassist Scott Colley, and drummer Victor Lewis. For more information, smallslive.com. Sewing together Caribbean, African, and traditional smooth jazz influences on the song Melancholia, Grammy-nominated Haitian jazz pianist Reginald Policard and Grammy Award-winning bassist, composer, and multi-instrumentalist Richard Bona. This has been released on Encuentro Records. And from vocalist and pianist Jane Irving's self-release Don't Quit Now, we heard Baby, Don't You Quit Now. Josh Richman on piano, Kevin Haley on bass, and Kayvon Gordon on drums. You're listening to Situation Fluxus. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay. Please send your comments, quips, and anecdotes, as well as feedback to thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com. For more information about the show, jazzfluxus.com. My guests are Monica Herzig, jazz pianist, composer, and professor of artistic research at Indiana University, and Julia Reardon, video producer and digital photographer. They've co-produced Both Sides of Joni by Julia's mom, vocalist Janice Lynn Jaffe. Though Miss Jaffe died in November of 2022, this recording will live on during an upcoming tour of the release.
I'm falling in love again. When I get that crazy feeling, I know I'm in trouble again. I'm in trouble, 'cause you're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet talking ladies man.
So I want to thank you both for joining me here on Situation Fluxus.
Thanks for having us.
Monica and Julia, as a friend and colleague and daughter of Janice, how would you describe how you personalized co-producing Both Sides of Joni? Why don't we start with Monica?
So I guess I'm the music person here. My role is the producing part in terms of the music aspect. I worked with Janice for 2 years to create the arrangements, to get the music recorded and get it out. My big role is just to spread the word far and wide musically of this wonderful legacy. And I can't wait to have it shared with the public officially by March 31st.
Mm. And Julia.
So basically my role here is just, as the daughter of Janice, as she's passed away, you know, we want to make sure that, the family voices is in this distribution, making sure that, you know, my mom's story and legacy gets told.
Besides singing on it, how involved was Janice with the production of her final album?
It was her dream to make this happen. So the concept was hers. She came to me and came with the idea. She was also the one who brought me the songs to pick. Mm-hmm. So she would always come and said, hey, we need to do Help Me or Hissing of Summer Lawns. I want to do this one. And then always giving me the concept, you know, this is what I'm thinking. So for example, in Help Me, right, this is about seduction, about falling in love and not really wanting to. And so we talked about it and she said, you know, it feels like that tango where you get seduced. So she would give me the ideas that I would go tango. I can work with tango and come up with the idea. So she was very involved. And then, during the recording, of course, we always made sure we both listened, mixed, engineered, all of it to the very, very end. The artwork, you know, we oversaw that together, even the liner notes, and she really made it to the very last moment of the whole production.
Yeah, I do remember just some of those last days right before her surgery. She was going through those liner notes and she was talking to us about it and making sure that she had the input and that it was kind of written the way that she was hoping that it was. So she was really into it all the way up until the end, for sure.
The songs on the release were written by singer-songwriter Joni Mitchell, and you, Monica, arranged them. In both of your opinions, how did Janice relate to Ms. Mitchell on a personal level through her lyrics? Did she live those lyrics? Let me hear from Julia.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, to a certain extent, she lived everything she put out there in the world. And she was really relating to Joni Mitchell right there during the pandemic. She was listening to the music. And I also remember her specifically looking at me and saying, you know, what we need now is to hear these lyrics again. And I know that she specifically wanted to maybe not slow down, but really accentuate specific words at specific times, because she felt like they were so important to this culture, to where we are now. And she saw Joni's lyrics transcending the culture that they came out in or the time that they came out in. And she really wanted people to experience that again. And so, sure, I do think in a way she's living through the lyrics. They were so important to her. And again, just important to make sure that those lyrics were just really heard again. And I really think Monica did a wonderful job arranging those so that she could make that happen.
Well, and she told the story how when the albums first came out, I mean, for her, it's full circle because she was there when the albums came out. And she took one of them to Paris as an exchange student and kind of wore it out. So it's kind of a full circle coming back to the music of your youth. And she said that with your youngest brother, with Jorian, she was sitting there one night just dissecting the lyrics and saying, yeah, I think we know what this means, but maybe not, but let's think about it.
It's kind of like that question, is Joni Mitchell ever out of season? You know, she just never seems to leave our consciousness.
Right. Absolutely. Well, you know, in her case, coming back from this major health disaster, I mean, yes, I would say there's a full circle, and she actually removed herself for a while from music and into art. So it's really great to see her coming back and saying, hey, I have one more thing to say, or few
yes.
more things.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
And wasn't she recently awarded Library of Congress a Gershwin Prize? So yes, I mean, she's right. It's kind of an interesting time for this album to be coming out right when Joni is back in the spotlight.
Yeah, she just appeared at Newport last year, right? So Julia, your mother has a fuller resume than just this recording. She had recorded 11 albums before Both Sides of Joni. She also appeared as a guest vocalist on more than 24 albums. She was a lyricist and composer and a vocal teacher for a spell at Indiana University. As she lived her creative and musical life, how did you view how she incorporated these pursuits in her home life with you?
I mean, that's a really good question. I think music was incorporated in our lives since as far back as I can remember. Her parents were into music as well. Her father was a pianist and organ player for a church. Her mom was an opera singer, maybe not professionally, but from what she wanted to do. And so my mom really incorporated that. I mean, back in the day, we have memories of dancing in the kitchen and listening to music all the way back to her time at IU when she was studying through an independent major that she had created. And she was singing with the big band with David Baker and probably meeting Monica and all of some the other wonderful musicians that she'd been working with lots of her life. And I remember walking the halls of Indiana University and just being immersed in that culture as a child. And I couldn't imagine my life any other way. And, you know, all of our lives through all of her children. But I really think that, you know, growing up and just seeing her constantly recording, constantly singing, she was a vocal teacher at IU, right? But also at home, she did vocal lessons. She did sound healing and crystal bowls and things like that, where she really used voice as a healing instrument. So it was really interesting to see how her path evolved throughout her life. And she always had kind of jazz in her life throughout all of that. And so it was just really nice to grow up in a family that was so musical.
Monica, you were present in much of her musical life. What was her presence like on the bandstand?
It was so fun to make music with her. It was so special. You know, there's a few pictures from an art gallery performance that we did last summer. Yeah. And you see us just like waving and laughing away. And we had this school show. We went into the elementary schools and shared with the kids about jazz and the elements of jazz with the band. And we would take on the persona. So I'd be Hoagie Carmichael and she'd be Big Spiderbeck. And we did these skits together. And then we became the Hampton family and went to the jam session on Indiana Avenue. And you know, I could do anything with her. I put the hat on and she takes the funny glasses and we just we just impersonate and laugh and you know, not afraid of anything and up for whichever adventures you throw in the way.
Oh, well, she was wild. She was wild.
She was wild. I never have had anybody where I could just do whatever, anything, and it's fine, and we just laugh about it.
It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees, putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. Gonna make a lot of money, gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away. Prophet witches, you be polite. A room full of glasses, he says, you're not just liberation doll. And he chains me with that serpent to that Ethiopian wall. Animarizing queen of queens, wash my guilt of Eden. And balance me, and I'm rising, uprising in me tonight. She's a vengeful little goddess with an ancient crown to fight. Cities under the sand, power, ideals, and beauty fading in everyone's hands. Give me some time, I feel like I'm losing mine out here on this horizon line, with the earth spinning and the sky forever rushing, the sky forever rushing. No one knows, they can never get that close. Guesses at most, guesses based on what each set of time and change is touching. Is based on what each set of time and change is touching. Guesses, only guesses. Guesses based on what each set of time and change is touching.
This release was created through a Kickstarter campaign and from the support of family, friends, and fans. This release becomes available on March 31st on Acme Records, and the tour begins on that same day in Orlando, Florida. Would you please let us know who's in the band for this tour?
We actually start one day earlier at the University of South Florida in Tampa, and then go on. So Florida people, watch out. Tampa, Orlando, and Sarasota is going to be that first weekend. And then we'll move from Indiana. So look on the website out eastward. end up on April 26th at Chelsea Table and Stage in New York City. Get your tickets.
Tickets now.
Tickets now. And everything in between. And the wonderful Alexis Cole has agreed to jump in and take the vocal role. And I'm just like throwing all these things on her and she's just going with it. And I so appreciate that. And then we'll have, the ones that recorded Cassius Gerns on the drums, although down in Florida, we'll have a Florida rhythm section. And in between, Josh Roberts is going to join us for a few dates on drums. Isaac Beaumont on bass, great young player from Indianapolis who just moved to New York. He's the one that you see on that live recording that's online from the radio station. And then I'll have my husband Peter along on the guitar, so he'll be jamming and I'll be glad to see him and have him drive too. That's the main crew, so we'll be on the road for a whole month.
And Julia, how are you involved in this tour?
Well, honestly, I feel like I'm here just to do as much support for the tour and the album as possible. You know, this was our mom's legacy seed album. It's what she was passionate about in the last few years, recording. And I'm just so grateful that the tour is able to go on without her. And this music is going to be able to be shared to the world. And I really appreciate Monica's drive to continue on the tour without the lead singer that, you know, created it, but was able to bring somebody in who could really capture the sentiment of the album and my mom's vision of it. So, I'm really looking forward to the tour and it being some sort of a way to express the beauty of the album and the legacy that it holds and the really just the presence and being able to get it out there. So.
All right, ladies, as we wrap up this interview, I'd like to give you both the last word. Is there something I haven't asked you about the release and about Janice? What do you want us to know?
Well, you know, for my part, I just want people to realize the difference in meaning of having something with liner notes and pictures that you can hold versus the streaming so often on the internet. I know, you know, there's not really a reason these days to say I'm going to get this item because you can hear it. But I think in this case, I think there's a real big reason to have this in your hand and read those liner notes and even display it and have it. So I'm hoping that many will decide buying tickets, coming to those tours so we can make this a legacy that's permanent, that's not just in the ether of something else.
Yeah, there's definitely something to the physicality of an album that we don't always get in the same way when we're streaming it. But if you're still out there and streaming it, stream it as often as you can. I'm hoping this is okay to say, but we have actually worked out a date for a tribute concert for my mom. So we're really excited to, you know, continue her legacy and with some of the people that we have trusted along the way. And so we're just looking forward to continue to celebrate mom. We're really touched and honored that this album is going to be it's so meaningful that this tour is going to go on. It's so meaningful that this music is going to be heard. And the biggest hope that we can have for our mother's legacy, and I'm saying our on behalf of my siblings as well, is the listening, the legacy going on with our mom's music. And we're just so excited that it's been out in the world, and it is out in the world. And so we hope that we take this seriously, but also remembering my mom's joy and light in her music and her singing. So I just hope this album is a experience of joy and hope and resilience. So I'm just really excited for people to listen, and we're hoping that it really becomes something that we can all be proud of.
That was my interview with pianist Monica Herzig and video producer and digital photographer Julia Reardon. For more information, BothSidesOfJoni.com.
Bows and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain, they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done. Clouds got in.
And time for one more. Livia Records has remastered and released guitarist Lewis Stewart's 1977 solo album, Out on His Own. He's considered the only Irish jazz musician to attain international recognition. From the press release. Gerald Davis, a Dublin painter and friend of Stewart's, produced his first recording, 1975's Lewis I, and then founded Livia Records to release Out on His Own, establishing Ireland's first jazz record label with a name inspired by the works of James Joyce. Over the course of a long career, Stewart would appear on over 70 albums and tour the world in the company of some of the foundational stars of the music he loved, including Benny Goodman, J.J. Johnson, and George Shearing. Stewart died in 2016. Here's the Rodgers and Hart composition, Spring is Here. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Situation Fluxus, produced for WGXC, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. I've been your host, Cheryl Kay. Tune in next week for another show. For more information about Situation Fluxus, thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com or jazzfluxus.com. Thank you. Thank you.
preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.